This recording, Germany 17, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, Comma Comma, which Sarah thought was an old choice for her name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Like growing up in Germany, we had like a lot of movies from America, and I would like to watch like the action movies and like all the silly movies just to relax and not being like super like serious about going to the movies. But I remember I liked these really old movies from the 70s, but then I would more and more get into the experimental movies, you know, like Sam Breckage and like, you know, kind of like experimental movie scene. Like I love like recently I watched like one movie again, which is called Deadlock by Roland Click. It's from the 70s, it's really good, and I watched it again and I really like it because it has a feeling of you know, the desert, and like I think it's shot in California or somewhere like in the desert, like Mojave Desert, I don't really know, but it has like, it was shot in the 70s and it has like this really strong, passionate, like almost like it hurts almost to see these characters like acting, and like, you know, they're like fighting for survival, and there's like this love story going on, this old guy, and then someone wants to kill the other guy. So it's like, I don't know, I think it's very deep, like has a lot of layers. There's new movies coming out that I appreciate, that I would like watch just to relax. Like when I watch a movie, like lately I just watch it to be entertained. I would just watch a shitty movie and fall asleep. I'm more like, you know, kind of a visual guy. Like I would like more appreciate like the visual like concept of a film. I appreciate a lot of improvisation and like when people do their thing and be are free, and like these scripted films sometimes like don't leave room for a lot of other different things that happen in between the lines. So that's why, you know, that's why I also do these kind of films that are not linear, or that are not, it's more about the whole idea of the concept and then also these scenes that happen in between. And then later when you go back, maybe it's also about the visual appeal of the film, but it doesn't have to be necessarily the main thing for me. It can also be like just a nice idea. Like someone who like mastered that kind of is Werner Herzog. I know that a lot of Americans right now are like super fond of Werner Herzog's films, and he's German and he's doing films in America, like all over the place. And I get it because he can like link these two worlds. He makes beautiful images, but he also has like a nice concept that like goes beyond the entertainment line, you know what I mean? Like this, which is visually appealing, but then also like the whole concept, like the whole like idea of like, let's find a place that's so weird and odd. And I can't stand his voice, to be honest, like when he's like talking about it. That's maybe just me because it's like this very thick like German accent, I guess. Like this, yeah, what do you think about the whole situation here? And then, you know, it doesn't rouse me out somehow, but I think his films are amazing, and he's very active right now. He's like, I get it. I mean, I like it, simply said.